This is Dan from Karate Cafe, and you are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addicks. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. I've mentioned this in previous episodes, and even on Twitter, that the vast majority of weapons are kept in the waist area. This could mean the pants pockets or belts. This week, we're going to take it one step further and talk about the weapons check. It's extremely common, almost habitual, for a person to pat their concealed weapons, be it a knife, gun, pepper spray, or taser, before entering into a potential conflict. This reassures the bearer that the item is present and in the expected location. Everyone does this, law enforcement, concealed license holders, and even bad guys. The weapons check also happens if the bearer is concerned and on alert. Criminals sometimes make a subtle weapons check deliberately. This is done for two reasons. First, it's part of the interview process. They want to check how observant the potential target is. If the target is oblivious, then the criminal knows he has a soft target. Secondly, it's a subtle show of force. It's not quite an overt threat, but it is a display of force, a type of posturing. Now, the weapons check will not happen up close. It happens at a distance, before the approach, as you're being sized up. When you witness a weapons check, the bearer will often inadvertently print. Now, printing means that the outline of the weapon will show through the clothing. This will provide you with a clue as to what you're dealing with. So add a weapons check to your ranged awareness. It's a subtle, but important, pre-assault indicator. That will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense tip or comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.